Blog Talk Radio.
Let's drop that old one that we used to do back in the day.
Mike Q.
Thank you.
to be having these weak bitches ready to quit. Probably the reason why bitches be hating and waiting to comment on all of my shit. Speaking the tongues, I be spitting this shit to be having these weak bitches ready to quit. Speaking the tongues, I be spitting this shit to be having these weak bitches ready to quit. Speaking the tongues, I be spitting this shit to be having these weak bitches ready to quit. Probably the reason why bitches be hating and waiting to comment on all of my shit. Speaking the tongues, I be spitting this shit to be having these weak bitches ready to quit. Speaking the tongues, I be spitting this shit to be having these weak bitches ready to quit. Speaking the tongues, I be spitting this shit to be having these weak bitches ready to quit. Probably the reason why bitches be hating and waiting to comment on all of my shit. Speaking the tongues, I be spitting this shit to be having these weak bitches ready to quit. Speaking the tongues, I be spitting this shit to be having these weak bitches ready to quit. Speaking the tongues, I be spitting this shit to be having these weak bitches ready to quit. Probably the reason why bitches be hating and waiting to comment on all of my shit. Speaking the tongues, I be spitting this shit to be having these weak bitches ready to quit. Speaking the tongues, I be spitting this shit to be having these weak bitches ready to quit. Speaking the tongues, I be spitting this shit to be having these weak bitches ready to quit. Probably the reason why bitches be hating and waiting to comment on all of my shit.
Thank you. children, it's time to slam.
Get up,
get your house on, children, it's time to dance.
Get up,
get your house on, children, it's time to clap.
Get up,
get your house on, children, it's time to jack.
Get up,
get your house on, children, it's time to stomp.
Get up,
get your house on, children, it's time to work.
Dallas, Texas. Get ready. The Who Do You Think You Are Ball. Saturday, November 30th. Presented by Abounding Prosperity, along with the icon pioneer, Larry Ebony, and the Gulf Coast Prince, Kendall Escada. Grand prize, $1,500, open to all realness, with the look and attitude of a celebrity. Mini grand, open to all sex sirens, for $500. Open to all best dressed, $500. Open to all runway, $500. And performance bliss for $250. That's the Who Do You Think You Are Ball. Saturday, November 30th in Dallas, Texas. The location, Fiesta Event Center, 704 South Walton Boulevard, Dallas, Texas. Doors open at 7, LSS at 8 p.m. Your commentator, the icon, Jack Mizrahi. Admission, $30. Tables, $100 before November 15th, $150 afterwards. There will be HIV testing at the event center and free admission for those that get tested. Again, the Who Do You Think You Are Ball, presented by Abounding Prosperity, the icon Larry Ebony, and Prince Kendall Escada. For more information, visit Facebook and the event page for November 30th. The Who Do You Think You Are Ball. Get ready, Hollywood, Florida. Sierra Mizrahi presents an African Affair Ball, November 15th. Grand prize, open to all tag team fates for $1,000. Your Highness, tonight we want to see royalty, a history lesson in Egypt. Grand prize number two, Miss Universe, best gown presentation for $500. Mini grand number one, open to all teen realness for $250, battle of the dynasty. Mini grand number two, open to all tag team runway, $250, the mummy. Grand prize number three, Butch Queen Bo Femme, soft and cunt versus dramatics for $250, plus a $10 pot. That's the African Affair Ball, presented by Sierra Mizrahi. November 15th. Location, Hollywood JC. 2930 Hollywood Boulevard. Doors open at 8 p.m. LSS at 9. Admission, $30 all night. VIP tables, $100. Your MC, Greg Lavin. Your DJ, King Jubilee. For more information, contact Sierra Mizrahi on Facebook or visit the event page, November 15th, An African Affair.
I now give to you...
You can take all the pictures you want of me.
The Controversial.
Was not here's a friend of yours, she's a friend of mine, darling.
Unstoppable.
She won't make money off of my name, darling.
Legendary.
And that's why all the true beauties didn't come.
Mother Kelly Mizrahi.
What's going on, boys and queens? We're back on the air for another installment of the show. This is the number one radio station in ballroom history, where you can definitely get all information ballroom all the time. Honey, how you doing? Okay, I got you. Yes, so we're definitely here to recap the Boston Awards Ball, honey, and we're also here to recap the ball that was in Virginia. So if anybody's out there and you have a recap on what happened in Virginia, please feel free to definitely call in and give me the tea on what went down in Virginia and who won and who lost and all of that madness and stuff. I don't know what's going on. I haven't been here for a while. You know, the show has been on, but we was on vacation when I left. So I don't know what's going on. Oh, and it was also a ball in North Carolina also for the Day-Day Cons ball in North Carolina. So if anybody has any tea about that ball, feel free to definitely call in. Haven't been here in a long time. I don't know who's, who's co-hosting and stuff and all of that madness and drama and stuff. So I don't know, honey. I can only tell y'all about the ball that I was at that happened this weekend in Boston. That was very quick and very fast, honey. So that's all I can tell y'all about. And basically that's about it, honey. I'm not going to sit here and, you know, and carry on and, you know, throw shade at the girls. I want to give a big shout-out to everybody that's in the chat room, everybody that's on the phone line, and everybody that's going to download this show afterwards. So I want to shout-out to all of y'all. So I don't know. I really don't know. But I was in Boston this weekend. I went to the Boston Awards Ball hosted by Jay Prodigy, the trans man from Boston. He has all the balls in Boston, him and Athena and a couple other people have balls in Boston, but primarily Jason has the balls in Boston. So big shout out to Jason. Definitely had all his cash. The girls was definitely in the building. I see my girlfriend, Miss Laura Spears, has been reading about the space where they had the ball at. But I think that space is actually cute for Boston. They used to have another space that was much bigger. They used to have balls there. But I think that space is actually cute for a Boston crowd because it's not really like a lot of girls come to Boston because Boston ends like 1, 2 o'clock. So a lot of girls don't come. So that space is definitely an adequate enough space for them to take and definitely have a ball. So I definitely want to say big shout-outs to all the other years. I don't know who won the other years, but I want to say shout-outs to all the girls in Boston that did win the of the year. Shout-outs to y'all. I want to shout out Overall Mother, Shanice Ebony was in the building, Selena Khan, Face Ebony was in the building, who else was in the building? Jack was in the building, Ballroom Throwbacks was in the building, Caesar, Corey, Ann, everybody was in the building. Shout out to Father Kenyon Prodigy. He was definitely up in the building in Boston. And it was some mayhem that happened in the elevator in Boston that everybody was asking for the footage about. The footage was not really great footage of what happened in the elevator, so that's why the footage was not put up, so all the girls could stop asking about the footage. If it was great footage, it would have definitely been put up, but it was nothing worth putting up, so that's why it was not posted. But I got there, I got to the ball, I think about 10:15, and they was doing LSS. I got called out for LSS. After that, a couple of more people was called out for LSS. They started the ball promptly shortly after that. I think around the third category, me being a big girl and not eating all day and being on the bus, I tipped out the ball and went downstairs to Wendy's that was right on the side of the ball. And I think that was at the third category. When I came back upstairs, they was doing the last category in the first half when I came back upstairs. And that was legendary realness. And Jahira came out, Faith came out, Pam came out, and Jahira wanted me to come out and play, so I came out and played. Grand prize to Jahira for legendary realness. The other category that I do remember is the Tsunamis won the Virgin Vogue portion of the category, so big shout-outs to them for that. I forget, I don't know the garçon boy name that walks runway, but he definitely won runway. He lives here in New York, so big shout out to him for definitely winning runway. And then after that, it was grand prize, and not a gag, because when they usually have grand prize for $1,000, you have more people that comes out and definitely do warp. And so I don't know why the girls didn't come out and play, but Lola Ebony came out and played, and she got her tens, and my son Pumps Mizrahi came out, and he played. Oh, the runway child name is Egypt. Egypt Garçon won runway. So Pumps came out, and Lola came out, and they both played. Grand prize went to Pumps Mizrahi. Welcome to the $1,000 Club, Pumps Mizrahi, for the $1,000. After that, it was that little altercation that happened in the back, and they said it was something, but I really don't want to speak too much on it, because they said it was one thing, and then I heard it was something else, and then it was just a whole bunch of mess. So if Jason's, if you out there listening, or Athena, you out there listening, please feel free to definitely call in or press 1 and let us know exactly what happened with that whole altercation. And then I also do want to speak to Athena, because I have never, ever, since myself of knowing Athena, ever seen Athena out of character the way I seen her out of character outside the ball. She wanted to smack the shit out of some butch queen, and I wanted to know what happened. We had the cameras over there, but it was really heated, and I didn't want to add fuel to the fire, because you know I can do that. So we just recorded a little piece of it, but we're not going to really get into all that detail unless Athena calls in and tell us, because I didn't want to go over there with the cameras, honey. So, you know, I didn't want to go over there with the cameras, so that's why I paid it. But Athena, if you out there and you listening, definitely feel free to definitely call in here and give us the tea and give us the 411. Honey, so, you know, and that's about it that happened in Boston. I was in and out of Boston like lightning, honey. I came in, I went to the hotel, I shit showered and motherfucking bathed, honey, and I went to the ball, and then I was back on my way back to New York, honey. I was back in New York by 6 o'clock in the morning. That's how fast everything happened in Boston, and I was back in New York City in time to, you know, to go to Sunday morning church, honey. So, and that was it for my weekend. And besides that, I stayed in the house after that on Sunday and just relaxed and, you know, did a little bit of running around with my sis today. And that was my weekend, honey. So, if anybody's out there and y'all want to give us some tea about what happened in Virginia or what happened in North Carolina, feel free to definitely press 1 and call in here and give us the tea or give us the 411 on what happened. Because, you know, I wasn't at the ball. I don't sit here and read the groups and, you know, and go through all of what happened and stuff. So if you girls definitely feel free to definitely call in here, and we can definitely find out exactly what happened, honey. So if y'all don't, you know what will happen, honey, because y'all know mother's not really into this anymore. But I'm trying to be nice, okay, baby? Hold on. Oh, Sky Prodigy won. Oh, wait, hold on. I'm getting some tea from North Carolina right now. Sky Prodigy won the $500 face in North Carolina. Yeah, hold on. I got a private caller calling in here. Private caller, you're live on the air on the recap show. Private caller? Okay, let's try this one more time. Private caller, you're live on the air.
Okay. Hello.
Oh, I'm sorry, private caller, got a call back in. You took too long. 323-8... Excuse me, 323...
It's Michi, honey.
Oh, yeah, Michi, whatever, girl. What's going on, girl? How you doing? Howdy.
What is going on?
Nothing much.
What's up?
Nothing much. I was just chilling and relaxing. You was in Richmond?
I was at the ball in Richmond, yes.
So what happened in Richmond? Because
well,
I know when I left Boston and I got to the bus, I thought we had 20 minutes to our bus was going to leave. But then, you know, the time change, honey. They said, no, you got an hour and 20 minutes. So I got. So then
right.
That's when I heard from sources. They gave the rate. Well, LSS had just started in Virginia. So what's the tea that happened in Virginia?
Well, I guess they're supposed to have some lesbian party or something beforehand. Because the ball started off, first of all, we had like a strip show of like some plus size girls.
Okay.
They gave us a strip show, and, you know, it was different. And the girls was kicking and stuff. They had no liquor. They had, like, a punch that you could buy and purchase. But the girls was giving it very much. Meet you know, you don't want the punch. We got bottles outside. So we went outside and got full for a little while. Then came back inside. The ball started. Well, I missed LSS. I was outside still drinking. Because you couldn't drink inside, so let me get all I can now. So they came back in. Runway, they had a team runway. Boy, con team won runway for $1,000.
Congratulations, Boy, con, and your team for that $1,000 win. Welcome to the club.
And, of course, shout out to Nunu Ebony from Richmond, Virginia. She voted down. Of course, Dawn Ebony, they took $1,000 for a female figure performance.
I know that's right. Work it out.
So, but let's talk about these tables that were for $100.
Oh, my God. They must have looked fierce.
There was nothing on them but ball flyers.
Oh, you paid for the flyers.
You paid for the flyers in the 8 chairs or 9, and there was no refreshments, no tablecloths. It was just a table.
Oh, my God. Who had this ball?
For $100.
Who threw this ball down there?
Aunt Lavin. Lavin.
Oh. Oh, my God. Lavin! I need
yeah.
a live in PR representative on the phone, honey, to find out why there was nothing on these tables for 100 queens. The girls
want to know. RJ, I think his name's RJ Aga for Best Dress. He won Best Dress. I don't know if some confrontation with that whole Best Dress category because this girl walked out. She looked phenomenal to me. I was just confused, and then I don't know what happened. So he ended up, you know, just taking the grand prize. So RJ Hogg, I believe his name. And then the other Aga boy, I forget his name. He won Pretty Boy Realness. It was a lot of confrontation with that as well. They had to split the judges up, move some judges because they were trying to chop him because he didn't have his list of names. I think it was the people he didn't see for Pretty Boy Realness or something like that. So he didn't have his list, but they said that it was told that he didn't have to have a list in his hand. If he had it in his head, I guess he could just grab a mic and just yell out 5, 4, however many he needed for Pretty Boy Runners for the category. So, I don't know. But he ended up staying and winning the category.
I know, that's right.
You've got mail.
So, shout out.
Oh, shy. Well, honey, I know that's right. Hold on, Michi. We got another caller. Private caller, you're live on the air.
Hello. Hello.
Yes.
Hello.
My name is Nancy Jones. Y'all know me.
Hey, Nancy.
Mama Jones. What's up?
Hi.
What's going on, Mama Jones?
I just came to promote my new book or whatever. My new book coming out for sex.
I can't with you, girl.
I don't really listen to the show. you know, nothing like that. I got the number from Christy. That's my daughter. And I don't even know who you are. Who are you again?
We're not going to play these games.
No, no, you the one hosting. Who you?
I don't know. Google me.
Not everybody know you, honey.
Google me. Google me, baby.
I looked for it. Your picture of you in jail came up, girl.
Google me, honey. No, actually, if you Google that name, baby, nothing comes up when you Google that name. But if you Google my name, if you Google my name, KELLYMIZRAHI, baby, about 64 pages come up. If you Google that other name, DH.
I'm Googling you right now.
Yeah, if you Google that name, DH, nothing comes up. Get it together, faggot.
All I see is Kelly Fight.
Okay. You Google my name, baby. It comes up. Trust and believe, okay? Don't send for me, fella, because I didn't send for you.
Child, I said my name was Nancy Jones. Don't come for me.
Yeah, Nancy Jones, baby. Yeah, you wish you was Nancy Jones, bitch.
Yeah. Nancy Jones.
Okay. You could never. But I was at the ball in Boston.
Yeah, you was at the ball at Boston, Nancy. I didn't see you with that raggedy wig you be wearing.
Yes, Miss Megan, I didn't see you with that raggedy vogue you be doing.
Oh, okay, God. Well.
With your
baby,
old nasty dick.
Yeah, but you still stay on my channel.
No, I don't.
You still stay on my channel.
No, I don't. Not after that dip you did.
So this is what you want to do. You want to come here. You want to come and you want to play. That's what you want
to
do?
You know, I wanted to come and promote my book, but bitches tried it.
Promote your book? You need to promote your poon cash.
Yeah, at least the girl's doing something with their coin.
Okay, Amy.
Girl, well, put me back on hold because I'm about to read all the girl.
Yeah, okay. Well, we're going to put you back on hold, Nancy Home.
Thanks.
Okay. Private caller, you're live on the air.
Oh, my God.
Hey, I was just thinking maybe Nancy was in the bathroom with Selena doing the coke.
Oh, what? I can't with you girls. I can't.
What?
Baby, so is that what she was doing in the bathroom? Oh, they dropped her off, honey. Hold on. We got another caller. 203-676, you're live on the air. 203-676, you're live on the air.
Kelly, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Hi, Kelly. I just wanted to say I'm a supporter of yours, and I love you so much. Like, it's my first time calling.
Thank you very much, love.
And I'm following you on Instagram. Can I let my Instagram be known up here?
Yes.
That is Mangles, okay? Mangles, plural with Z at the end. But, I just love you so much. But I thought I wanted to say, what's the name?
Okay, thank you for
definitely
calling in, love.
What is Z? Bye.
Okay. So that caller we have is a private caller. Private caller, you're live on the air. Private caller, you're live on the air. I don't know why we got to keep saying private caller when y'all girls call in, because when it opens y'all mic, it says unmuted on y'all end of the phone, so y'all know it's y'all. Like, what the fuck? Hold on. Private caller, you're live on the air.
If you didn't get in, Miss Mingles just called you Kevin.
Girl, we're not going to do that.
And that old queen that tried to come for me, tell her she was probably the one who gave coke that that made him go crazy, girl.
Y'all girls are key.
Oh, wait, hold up. We ain't going to do that.
She was probably the one who gave him that bad bump.
You're not going to do that.
Not giving the girls bad bump. What we not going to do?
Well, you can talk about giving the girl a bad bump, but she ain't going to be calling out no people's names, especially my brothers.
Well, face the
It's bad bumps.
Girl, y'all girls, Kiki, I'm going to place you back on hold. Feel free to press one at any time when you want to come on. 203-676, you're live on the air.
Okay, I'm back again. I just wanted to say, Kelly, I did not, you know, say Kevin or whatever that guy said. A lot of these fucking queens out here, these fucking snaggletooth, top belly, fucking cock-eyed, flute foot fucking faggots need to mind their fucking business, you know? And I just have one more thing I need to say. Do you know, this is kind of on a personal level, but I want to know, what is Corey into? Is Corey straight?
You have to hit up Corey and find out. Corey has Facebook.
I know Corey has Facebook and he has Instagram, but he's like, he's too up in his stars for me. Like, he's too, you know, he's on his one, basically. Like, he's a celebrity out here, so he doesn't have time to get back to me. But I would love to know.
Oh, I don't know. But somebody just hit me up. Somebody just hit me up and said, Mama Jones is Pam. Somebody just hit me up on Facebook and said Mama Jones is Pam from
Mama
Boston.
Jones.
That's Mama
Pam.
Jones. Y'all fucking Kiki. I cannot with
Kelly.
Y'all. Yes?
Kelly, I have one more question. Okay. Now, I use a chat.
Connecticut, sorry. Yes, go ahead. What you were saying?
It's this girl. I mean, I'm not trying to get into any of your personal business about, you know, your past life. But she told me back in the day they used to call you Luke. Do you know anybody who calls you by the name of Luke?
No, baby. You have the wrong person. They have the wrong person.
Okay, because this bitch, like, she's hiding from me, and I'm trying to find out who the fuck she is. She's one of the girls. She's one of the TS girls, and she said it used to call you Luke back in the day, and I was like, I don't know.
No,
but, okay,
they have the wrong person.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, I'm a hop out. Let somebody else get on.
Okay. Press one anytime you're ready. You want to talk?
Okay. Once again,
private caller,
yo.
You're live on the air.
Yo.
Yes.
Selena look like a leprechaun. Fuck,
why are y'all coming up here reading Selena? What did Selena do to y'all?
What Selena are they reading?
Mother Kong from Boston. Why are y'all reading Selena? Selena is a nice and sweet person. Why are y'all coming here attacking her?
What is the issue?
I don't know. Hold on. 617-833, you're live on the air.
Hello.
Yes.
Hello. Oh, hi, Kelly. I love Kelly. I just wanted to say that. And Pam is not from Boston. She is from Connecticut. Don't get it twisted.
Oh, I know. They just gave me that tea.
Oh, okay. Well, I love you, Kelly.
Love you, love. Okay, we have another caller. Private caller, you're live on the air. Mama Jones, you're back.
I just want to know one thing. Is that me, G?
Who is this?
That's Mama
the
Jones.
The same gospel singer that stuck in dick and singing on the mic. Just like they got Terry, bitch, they going to get you next, girl.
Huh?
Just like they got Terry stuck in dick, they going to get you next, girl.
Oh,
oh, my, never.
I'm scared with these girls.
Miss Jones, baby, never. This girl.
They say, okay. I can't with you fucking girls. Oh, my God, I just can't.
Okay.
That old bitch just ain't that. Yeah. But
baby, I can't with you girls. Hold on, Mama Jones is back on hold. Baby, private caller, your life will be.
Yeah?
Yes?
Oh, so that bitch who came for me? Honey, you must be the other girl that was with Sonia and Stacey at the bump in the bathroom. Are you Mother Ebony?
We didn't hear nothing you said because your voice that you're trying to be in character with is real muffled love.
What I said was for that little bitch who came for me.
Who came for you, sweetie?
She must be one of the girls who went in the bathroom with
Sonia. Who came for you, sweetie? Who came for you, honey? Who came for you?
I forget her
Who came for you, baby?
Ernie.
Okay, good night. Next caller.
Hold on. The next caller we have is another private caller. Private caller, you're live on the air.
Selena. FFS.
I'm gagging at y'all girls really coming for that lady. Stop. Get down. I just want to
Selena try to... Khan, are you listening? Can we get a Khan PR on the line, please? It's kind of...
Hold on. Private caller, you're live on the air.
From the words of Vicky Gotti, I haven't been to Vogue night since I had that fight with Maya Finch, ex-CJ. Damn, y'all don't let the scene miss you. It's supposed to be a treat to see you. Well, I know for me it is. Bitches is really addicted to the scene. Well, he's not the ex anymore, honey. He's back with Maya. Update your stat, Vicky Gotti. Put me back on hold.
Oh, shit. I know that's right. Oh, shit. Vicky, they said update your team, Vicky Gotti. They said stop popping forth teas, Miss Stag. Gotti. 201-780, you're live on the air.
I want to give a happy birthday shout-out to Mariah Revlon.
Happy birthday to the legendary
Mariah.
Mother Mariah Revlon, honey. Thank you, love.
Thank you.
Yes, today is Mariah's birthday, and it's also my cousin's birthday also. Hold on. Sorry, I have to put you back on hold.
Happy.
I got went to the wrong number. Naima, you're live on the air.
Did you check your inbox message?
My inbox is my inbox going off. Hold on, let me see. Hold on, because my inbox is going off
what
like
is
crazy.
Going on
hold
on. House? What is going on?
Oh, yeah, I know who they were talking about. That's why I paid it.
Oh, okay.
I knew exactly who they was talking about. That's why I paid it, honey, and went on and went to the next conversation, honey. Oh, I knew who they was talking about. That's why I said y'all got the wrong queen.
Right, because I was just like, wait a minute.
Right size, right size, wrong queen.
Right.
Honey, yeah, honey, I paid that. I paid that immediately, honey, okay?
So, Callie, I wanted to ask you, I was looking at your, I was looking at your, when you was out in the Ville, you know I miss being out in the Ville, honey. But, you know, we'll talk about that later. But I was looking at you, that child that gave you his Instagram name, honey. You know, I kept rewinding the deck so I could get it, honey, because you look like you try to get a piece of that.
Somebody gave me an Instagram name on thing?
No, what remember when you was in front of the old movie theater on Christmas
Oh, when
Street?
I was in front of the old bookstore and the light-skinned child gave me his Instagram in front of the thing. Oh, you was trying to get a piece? Oh, you was trying to get a piece? Really?
No, bitch. Don't try to redirect it on me. I can see it in your face, honey. You some teeth.
Baby, don't worry about what I was doing, honey. Stop trying to get a piece, girl. Ooh, you were trying to figure out that Instagram?
Yes, honey.
He's from Jersey.
Yes, honey. You know, I had to go here, honey, and introduce myself. Because you know I have an Instagram, too.
Oh, you got an Instagram now?
I've been had one.
Oh yeah, I gotta get you up off my Instagram, honey. You can't be checking out my friends, okay?
No, I already got the tea from the video.
Oh, you got the tea from the video, so you already spoke to him already.
And I didn't say that.
Girl.
That's how I know you was on it, cause I can see it, cause you know I know your tea, honey.
Oh, wait, stay right there with us, Naima. Hold on. We have Mother Selena Khan is live on the air. Selena. Selena.
Hi, Selena. Hi, Kelly. What's going on?
What's going on, Mama? How you doing?
Nothing. He'll be relaxing in my beautiful condo with my husband and Shanice and just listening to the little Boston knots that they can't take it.
Oh, ooh, that's right, honey.
Selena. Selena,
how are
you doing?
Go ahead, baby. I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm fine. So what's going on, all this negative? Like, what's going on here?
Well, to be honest,
Why
what happened was I wanted to leave the ball. I wanted to leave the I wanted to leave the bar early. So as me and Shanice and Faith were walking to the elevators, of course, you know, I was a little tipsy, and I tripped on my gown because I had a Versace gown last night for the girls.
Come on, Versace.
And I tripped. As Faith was picking me up from the elevator, the bouncer, the security that is blood brother of Jason Prodigy, thought that Faith pushed me. So I guess he swung at Faith. I was getting up, and they started fighting, and that's when we all started screaming, and that's when the whole team, and they just had Selena and Faith fighting with the bouncer. So everything is a misunderstanding because Jason Prodigy posted in the New England group, which I video recorded with my iPhone, and I put in the official barroom board, that he clarified that everything was a misunderstanding.
So y'all heard it here.
Come on here tonight and laugh.
Heard it here straight from Selena's mouth. It was a misunderstanding.
Misunderstand.
Okay. And I'm tired of all you girls coming up here and attacking this lady, Miss Thing. I really gag you, honey. Somebody said that Mama Jones is Pam. Mama Jones, you're still on the phone lines. Why you ain't press one now that Selena's on the phone, Mama Jones? Mama Jones just up there in the queue, honey. Oh, hold on. Mama Jones is on the line now, honey. She pressed one now. Hey, Mama Jones, you back on the air.
Because I never came for chubby cheeks.
Oh.
But I cared with y'all. I really cared. I cannot with y'all. Y'all girls is too much. I just can't.
What team is Selena, girl?
Hey, girl, how was the bumps in the bathroom, girl?
How was the bumps in the bathroom, girl? Me and Face was bumping down, girl.
Well, girl, you better throw it in the name, girl. That's right, girl.
Now,
you
look
but
I'm
yeah,
trying to,
so
I'm trying
you know,
to get
everything
on.
Is okay, you know. So for all those girls that want to disguise their voice and call, just be real and just speak with your own voice, you know. At the end of the day, we know that all these Boston bitches and Connecticut bitches can never come for me. Okay?
I'm
being
real.
So, Kelly, I love you. I'm
going to
let you go.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Bitch, you ain't got no condo. Every episode you did on your little YouTube show, you was in a hotel, girl.
Okay, Mama Jones, we're going to put you back on hold. If you want to come back on, press one. Okay, the next caller we have is... Hold on. The next caller we have is 312-659, you're live on the air.
Yeah, I just heard Naima Hayden on there. This is Millie Jackson. I was wondering if she had any more predictions for any conspiracy theories for the future.
She's right there.
Naima? What is
I'm
going on tonight?
Wait a minute.
Any predictions,
hold on,
girl,
everybody's
for the
smoking all the shit. What is... Wait a minute. Did you say your name? Wait a minute. I'm kidding. Did you say your name was Millie Jackson?
Yes, girl. Yeah. You touched me last week. Oh, my God.
I live. You better work, Billy. No, I made a post in there today already that went to like 300 comments.
Oh, shit.
Well, I missed about what, Naima?
Look, I missed because you blocked me.
You must have blocked you because you might have tried. You might have tried.
You know I love you, girl.
Hold on, Millie. Let me go to my block list. Hold on. Let me see. Hold on.
Okay, well, hold on. While Naima goes to her block list, we're going to take the next caller. The next caller we have is 347-569. You're live on the air.
Hey, what's up?
What's going on, baby? How you doing?
What's up? This is Brian Versace. This Kelly on here.
Hey, Brian.
You know you got that. You know you got that message from Red Snapper to meet me at Joe's Crab House for happy hour, and you ignored it.
What message? I wasn't even here in the city to meet anybody, any place.
You was on 145th. I saw it while I was sitting there. You said, I'm on 145th in the hood.
Baby, do you know that you can put up a status and say that you're any place and can be sitting in your house?
Oh, I didn't know that. But, I mean, yeah, I know that. But I thought you was in around the way because I had just got off work. And I was like, oh, I'm going to invite my sister to come to Joe's crap and sit in Kiki or whatever.
Baby,
but,
I had a status up last week Monday that I was in D.C. and I wasn't even in D.C.
Oh, okay. But, no, it was good to see you Halloween night and to see you out or whatever case may be. And, you know, I'm just sitting there listening on the show, just whatever.
Okay. Thank you, Ryan.
You're welcome, baby.
Okay. The next caller we have is a private caller. Private caller, you're live on the air.
Hello.
Yes.
Hello.
Yes.
Nobody likes Selena Khan because she's a kiss ass. She's kissing ass, and she's feeling fog, talking about Versace dresses and all that. The bitch can barely spell, let alone
She's
talking about all this Versace and red bottoms and Louis Vuitton.
You girls
in
Boston and Connecticut is a fucking key, Miss A.
Oh, wow. The bitch shouldn't be walking around feeling like she's so grand. If you so motherfucking grand, bitch, then why the fuck you still here? Girl, you're going around sharing men and all that, girl, facing them with every trans man walking around through the fucking cities. So who gives a fuck? Ain't nobody want face. Don't nobody want her puff cheeks. All that silicone in her motherfucking cheeks and her titties and all that, girl. Ain't got no bags. Ain't doing nothing good for yourself. You're tricking doing that, thinking that you're doing something, but you're really not. Oh, well.
Ooh.
No one cares.
Selena said y'all can't take her.
Girl, she can't take herself. That's clearly what's going on, honey. That's why she had to go back to what she was going to, honey. And she's talking about nobody happened, nothing happened to her in face, girl. This one time it was a misunderstanding, girl. He knocked you before plenty of times, just like he knocked the other girls and all that. So push
can
it.
I ask,
oh,
can
wow.
I ask, can I ask you a question?
What?
Why do y'all people from the Boston and Connecticut region, why do y'all tear down y'all own from your community, from your area?
Because it'd be the ones that think they're so in a higher up power that do it first. You know what I mean? Like, you can't call yourself a leader and then you out here carrying on doing all that other whatnot. If you're doing all that, then what else do you think everybody else is going to do? They're going to push you and read you, ma. You can't think that you're so fab that you're fabbing than a girl. You stay here. What are you talking about? So what are you talking about? Boston can't take that Connecticut. You bitches still live in the same state that y'all talking about. So what are you talking about? Bitch, if you was out of your own city and you're doing something else, then you can read and all that. But, bitch, you still sitting there. So, oh, well.
Well, wait a minute. Can I ask you something, Carla? Don't they say that Boston is where, you know, the girls, they make their coins, that they make their change and stuff at? I mean, like, is she, like, really, really turning it and the girls are just mad or something?
Wait a minute. Why this girl can't have a 9-to-5?
Because Miss Thing ain't got no 9-to-5. Do you see her? Do you think she's working a 9-to-5? Girl, no. Now you stop it.
Oh.
Now, you know these girls ain't working no 9-to-motherfucking-5, bitch. They're working that back to that fucking hotel bed or whatever they're working out of or whatever the fuck they're doing. Let me ask you, she want to be a kiss-ass woman and she want to be like, oh, Boston, yes, let's be strong, then you kick in with all the girls reading Boston. Oh, wow. Can't read and then try to be defensive, you know, trying to defend it, girl. You were just reading and kick in, too, so...
So has she ever did anything like to you, like or anybody you know or something?
No, she's just late, period, just all around.
Oh.
Facebook, all that. I don't live for all that. All that bragging and boasting and all that, that's not what a leader's supposed to do. You're not supposed to teach the kids to fucking trick all their fucking life until they're 40. You're not supposed to be 40 years old tricking, posting a fucking ad, doing something. You need to do something regular, something productive. Like, what the fuck are you doing? What kind of example is that? Versace and Louis Vuitton and all that. Bitch, bye.
Oof.
You ain't got it from no 9-to-5, so that's all that matters. You got it from doing what? Doing what you know how to do best, sucking dick and tricking and doing all that. Sniffing your K, sniffing all that, because ain't nobody sniffing coke no more. It's all about K, ketamine. They sniffing ketamine, horse tranquilizers and shit.
Oh, my God. Ketamine.
Well, So wait a minute. Do you feel like they moved from coke to the K because they're not getting high enough on the coke?
Hello, clearly the K has them stuck like Chuck. sitting ready to do cartwheels and backflips and handstands.
Oh. Well, that's Cameron Orr. You sound like you really got it out for her. So I mean,
I don't have it out for anyone. I just feel like it's late. Any leader that's late that's trying to brag and boast on Facebook and all that, but bitches know your real life, bitches know. Girl, you ain't really about that life. Now stop it. Stop kissing ass. Stop doing all that. Trying to have all these people at your house and all that. Trying to feel oh so spectacular. And you're not even spectacular, ma.
Okay, love. We're going to put you back on hold. If you got something else you'd like to say, feel free to definitely press 1 at any time.
Thank you for sharing your feelings.
Okay. The next caller we have is another private caller. Private caller, you're live on the air.
Selena Khan, troll face bitch.
Oh my God. I'm really gagging at y'all. I'm really fucking gagging at you girls. Hold on. We got another caller. The next caller we have is a private caller. Private caller, you're on the way.
Yeah, I just want to get on here. I was in my motherfucking kitchen cooking, and I hear all these Boston faggots reading Miss Selena, bitch. If it wasn't for Selena, half you faggots wouldn't have a motherfucking ball of Boston. That lady put Boston on a motherfucking map. Y'all better bow down to that lady, honey. Put me back one motherfucking hole.
And what's your motherfucking name, baby? You motherfucking just motherfucking whip off, okay?
Shake the dice and steal the rice, honey.
Okay, hold on. The next caller we have is 214-477. You're live on the air. 214-477. You're live on the air. Okay, you're gone. The next caller we have is a private caller. Private caller, you're live on the air.
Hello.
Yes.
Hello, this is Selena Khan. Let me say something real quick, because these bitches don't know me. My beat is my beat, and they can't take me in Boston. And nobody talking about Erica Khan fighting Courtney, but you talk about my husband face. And I don't understand. Hello?
Yeah.
Wait a minute, that's not Selena, baby.
That's somebody playing.
This is Selena, Kelly. This is me, sister.
No, this is not Selena, because I have Selena's number right here on the board with
Kelly,
her name by
Kelly,
her number.
Kelly's face choked me, so my voice sounds different.
Oh. I would have believed you more if you said you were Stephanie 007, honey. But
Wait, hold on. Press one, Selena. I lost you off the board. Press one.
I am Selena.
No, Selena is right there, baby.
No, that's not Selena. That's Selena.
I'm not.
Selena, yes. You're live on the air.
Yes, I'm here. Let me just say something. Problem bitches over fucking can or whatever, but let me just say something to Miss Leon. The one that called in that was saying all this shit about Versace and that I have people in my house and whatever, let me tell you something, you nasty little drag. You want to fucking come for me when you're a fucking ghetto-ass black bitch that you're fucking living in a motherfucking low-income apartment when I pay $2,300 motherfucking dollars to live in an Elba condo, darling.
Oh.
You can never come for me. If you need a hormone shot, baby, I will give you an Elba German shot. Next time I see you, bitch, you're coming down. You hear me, Miss Leon? Miss motherfucking wanna be a girl, let me post your pictures all over the official ballroom. So now I'm going to give you life. You wanted fame, I am going to give you fame. Because like they said, I am the one, when they think of Austin, they think of me, darling. So you can never.
That's not true.
Come on. Hands across the board, stand to the side. Okay.
That's not true.
Okay. Thank you. We're going to put you back on hold. We got another caller. Selena, I'll put you back on hold, too. If you want to come on, just hit me up. Okay, we have another caller. The next caller we have is 312-694. You're live on the air. 312-694. You're live on the air. Okay, you're gone. Hold on. The next call I have is 202-450. You're live on the air.
This is Bishop. I'm just gagging about that. I'm gagging about that damn motherfucking trainee chaser dude that keep on calling in talking about Selena.
That's got to be
a trainee chaser that's mad.
What's his name?
I have no idea, but that's got to be a trainee chaser that's mad.
You guys have a lot in common.
We're not gonna do that tonight. We're gonna be nice to Bishop tonight.
No, I just asked if they had a lot in common.
I just don't understand it. But that boy's voice is a key though. It's a key like on nowhere. It's a key because I got a feeling that boy probably be in one of them tranny rooms. I'm trying to tell you, I got a feeling that's a tranny chaser. Calling in as mad. She ain't giving the booty, or she ain't giving the meat. And now he calling in, and he finally realizing that yeah, shoot, people talking about her, so he can get his 2 cents in, I guess. Anyway,
thank you,
put me back on mute.
I got a slew of callers. Hold on. The next caller we have is 203-676, you're live on the air.
Hello. I just want to say to Selena that, you know, all that boosting and bragging about, you know, your finances and your materialistic things, it's just not okay and it's not good out here. I was watching a video on Ballroom Throwback, and I seen the bottom of this bitch's red bottoms, and they were so scruffed the fuck up. Let me tell you something, you little fucking Puerto Rican bitch. You know, I can't. I'm sorry. I'm not racist, but she not calling somebody black. I mean, I'm African American and Cuban. But let me tell you something, little Puerto Rican fucking bitch. The bottom of your motherfucking red bottoms are almost fucking black. If those were real red bottoms out here, you would know that when your red bottoms come to you and let you know that you can send it back to the factory and get a repainting. So therefore, the shits are fake. And you know, about you paying $2,300 in rent? I mean, that's average cost around Boston, you know, Connecticut, New York. What are you saying out here? You know? And what else was I going to say? One more thing.
Why y'all making this? Can I ask y'all a question? Why is everybody making this show about Attack Selena?
You know, because I wasn't going to talk about Selena. Like, the first time I called to say how much I love you, then the second time I called to say something else, I forgot. But after she got up here and you made those fucking rude-ass comments, it's like, oh, my God, I'm not feeling this little Puerto Rican bitch no more. Fucking six of flat fucking face. Like, she was just like, how the fuck you go in public? How you go to public and your face looks like
But I don't think, but I don't thank you, baby. Thank you, baby. I'm really gagging at you, girl. Private caller, you're live on the air.
Yes. Hold on. Let's get a few things about Selena right. First of all, she's actually Asian. I know someone she went to high school with. Second of all, the only thing you can get for Selena besides a bad pump that she was doing in the bathroom with Mother Ebony is some Fix-A-Flat, like she pumped indigo with.
Honey, hey.
And hold up. And Selena is not Big Boss Room. It was Keisha. Keisha was the bitch who brought the ball back to Boston back in the day. Selena is just trying to ride her coasting.
I'm really the way y'all hating on this lady, it's pitiful. Is the way y'all hating on this lady? It's really
she
like.
She deserves it.
But I'm gagging. I'm gagging. But I'm really gagging the way y'all sitting here. Is really attacking this lady.
That dress she wore, Kelly, was from 04. 04 Boston.
But if it was 04, if it was 04 or 99, it's still Versace.
But it's late, just like how she pumps the girls with Fix-A-Flat.
Oh.
Well, how do you know she pumps the girls with Fix-A-Flat? Did you get some?
As Indigo from Providence.
Okay, baby, I'm going to put you back on hold. Press one if you got something you want to say. Mama Jones, you're live on the air. I guess.
I don't
not.
Know.
Oh, wait, hold on. What you would say? Oh, wait, hold on, Mama Jones. What was you saying?
Oh, y'all girls better not jump down Selena's back. She could swallow y'all girls whole and store y'all for the next summer.
Bye. 678-833, you're live on the air. 678-833, you're live on the air.
Hello?
Yes, you're live on the air.
Yes, this is Jasmine. I guess Selena just called, and I'm just in here listening. As you see, my number is not private. I was not a private caller. I don't have to be a private caller. And, honey, I don't need anybody to give me any type of fame, honey. I make my own name. I'm not even in the ballroom scene like that. I don't walk, nor do I participate in it. I like to kiki, and I watch it on YouTube and all that. But, honey, we all know me. Everyone in Boston knows who I am. Yes, honey, I'm 6'4", and I own it. I don't give a fuck with any bitch, any nigga, any tranny, any faggot anybody has to say about me. Honey, you can find me on Facebook. I'm at No Name Needed. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Miss Sexy Jazz. That's with two X's. Honey, I don't give a fuck what anyone says, honey. I wasn't thinking about you. And for the fact that you feel like, oh, it was me coming for you and you want to say my government and all that, woo, 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 woo. Mama, if that would help you sleep at night, it's what helps you sleep at night, Selena. I'm not afraid of you. I'm not afraid of faith. Ain't afraid of nobody else that's going to come for me, honey. Trust. Because trust and believe, my team, huh? It's already enough, Mama. I'm not worried about you. So how dare you try to get on this line, disrespect me and all that, like all that. Honey, I didn't call in private, and I don't have no need to talk about you. You're not the topic of my motherfucking discussion. None of you. The ballroom scene, period. I like the kiki, and that's what I do. So therefore, you keep my real name, my government name, my drag name, whatever the fuck you want to call me, keep it out your mouth, because I didn't disrespect you, nor do I need you disrespecting me, honey, because like I said, it's not needed nor called for. So like I said, everybody talking about you want to give me fame, they can find me on their own. No Name Needed on Facebook and Miss Sexy Jazz on Instagram and Twitter. Find me, look me up, add me. Goodbye. Put me back on hold. I'll listen some more.
Okay. 214-477, you're live on the air.
Well, damn, Kelly, you just hung up on me when I was trying to talk. You know, it was very much goodbye. You know, I was like, fuck.
Oh, J-Rock, because I didn't hear you saying anything. So, you know, I haven't been working the boards for a while, so I don't know the numbers like that. I don't even know certain numbers like that. So now that I know that that's the number, I can put your name next to your number when you call in, and I won't have to hang up on you.
But, hey, how y'all doing tonight?
We're doing fine, and yourself?
It was probably good that it hung up, though, because I was really about to, like, go all the way in, but I was like, you know what? It's really not needed because there's a lot of people just calling in, and Naima said it best. What have this lady done to you? Personally, and I don't get how people could be so angry and so mad at somebody and then end it with, I just don't like them because they're late. Bitch, you sound like a high school student. You sound like a fucking elementary kid. Like when they want the girl with the pretty hair comes to school, her mom does her hair, have nice shoes on, clothes, and she come home with her hair tear up, and her mom says, who the fuck tore your hair up? I don't know, Mom. The girls are always just at me. That's what it sounds like. I mean, Y'all haven't gave us nothing. I'm just on here listening. Selena this, Selena that, Selena this. But nobody's gave any kind of personal thing that she's done. Y'all are so fucking stupid. But that's what I was going to go in, but I'm just really not even.
Go in.
It's really
go
not
in.
Even worth it. It's really not even worth it.
Go in.
And then these hoes calling in with these private numbers and all this kind of stuff. I'm not afraid. Okay, bitch, obviously you is, because if you was not afraid, you would say your real name, show your real face, so then when face sees your face, he can knock your face. But you're not going to do that because y'all some late, tired, scary-ass bitches. And I'm J-Rock, and y'all know y'all can see my face, and when you see me, touch me and tell me to be ready.
Oh, yeah.
I know, that's right. Hold on, J-Rock. Stay right there. Private caller, yeah, you're live on the air.
Hello.
Yes.
I just want to say, boys,
person stand up to the caller that just called in and said she was 6'4" and was telling people to look for her. They don't have to look for you. You 6'4", bitch. Okay? Now, let me say this to Selena. Selena, you talking about ghetto people and all that stuff. Won't you take your ass to the ghetto and take that $2,400 you paid for rent and get that high school taken off your cheek? And, J-Rock, why don't you just shut the fuck up, okay? To dry ass, y'all a sweet wear ass, bitch. Thank you.
I can't with you, girl. Thank you, private caller. Oh, my God.
You know what just, but you know what just happened, though? Private caller just went back on hold, but J-Rock is still right here, bitch. You need to make sure that you know who the fuck you're talking to. Bitch, you girls come and say all this stupid stuff in these private voices
go
and all
off.
This kind of stuff. Like I said before, I am J-Rock Dupree, and if you see me, then you cap me. But you're not going to do that because, bitch, you already motherfucking know. I don't have to hide a motherfucking thing. You girls are late, just like that late-ass voice that you had when you came on here, you dumb, stupid, faggoty-ass bitch.
Connecticut caller, you're back on the air. 203-676, you're live on the air.
Oh, hi. I want to switch it up a little bit. What's her name? Kashmir Blockaroom? What do you think about the singer when you're out there Halloween night? I thought she sung so beautiful. What do you think about her, Miss Kelly?
What singer?
Kashmir Blockaroom, where she had like the old lady. She was holding onto the old lady's back with the costume.
Oh, I think she has a nice voice.
Oh my God, I thought that was beautiful. Oh my God, that was amazing. And another thing I have to say, Miss Pam, whoever this fucking bitch is, and she's from Connecticut. What part of Connecticut are you from? That's what I want to know. I'm from New Haven. What part are you from? Because I think I kind of have an idea, an inkling of who you are. And yeah, I'll say that for later on. But bye now.
Bye. Private caller, you're live on the air.
Selena look like a gremlin.
Oh,
your mother.
And what the fuck you look like?
857-212, you're live on the air.
Hey, what's up, Kelly? This Hercules Dior.
Hey, Hercules.
What's up? I live out here in the New England scene or whatever, and my thing is, with all this shit that's going on, like all these little callers going back and forth with Selena, my thing is, it's not the fact that nobody's hating on Selena. I don't have an issue with her, so I just want that to be clear. But it's just like nobody knows what goes on behind the scenes. So if somebody has an issue with her, it's two sides to each story. So
I think if they have an issue with her, they should just come and address the issue. Stop trying to call in here with these fake voices and read her.
And I agree. I really agree. But my thing is, like, everybody saw her at the ball. They could have said something to her. Then she could have said something to them. So it's just like everybody has their day to get read or whatever, however y'all want to say it. But karma is a bitch. What goes around comes around. So
in my opinion, all of this negativity that's going on in the Boston and Connecticut region, I don't think that y'all's scene is big enough to have so much negativity and so much shade going on in y'all's scene.
And I agree.
It's really hard for y'all to get people to come up there anyway and patronize y'all ball. And for y'all to sit here and downgrade y'all own people in y'all own community, it's really horrible. And I think that it's just really foul. All of these people that's calling in here, if y'all have a gripe or beef with Selena, I think it should be another way that y'all should be able to take and handle that, to come up here on this radio show and sit here and bash this lady. Because this lady, every time I see this lady, besides the couple of incidents that she had with her lover, which everybody has incidents with their lover, this lady has been humble and she has been nice. So I don't understand. I'm really gagging at the girls really attacking her like this tonight.
I mean, like you said, the scene is too small. I mean, everybody says that shit, but it is what it is. As they say, every region has their issues, but like you said, this region is too fucking small to have the shit that they do. But until a motherfucker step up to the plate and adjust the issues, the shit still don't go off.
It just sounds like they can't take that lady.
And that's what I'm saying. They can't take her. And for all these dumb bitches that keep calling me and talking about, oh, this bitch do that, oh, you sell this and you sell that, or, bitch, you getting your money this way, you getting that. Bitch, if you get your money, get your motherfucking money. Who gives a fuck how you get your goddamn money? As long as you getting it. Get out of the next girl motherfucking pocket, you dumb bitch. Don't nobody care how you get your money. Why the fuck you worried about how she get her money? That is so
private
stupid.
Caller, your live on the air. Private caller, you're live on the air. Okay, private caller, you're gone. Mama Jones, you're live on the air.
So what's that child name, J-Rock?
Don't worry about my name. If you didn't know it, don't ever remember it. I'm late. I'm late and I'm a knight, so you don't need to know it.
Yeah.
Don't come for me, because if you come for me, you're going to be about as late as I am, so don't even say nothing. Your next word, if you say something now, then you're late. And if you say something after me right now, you're later than me, you late, tired faggot. So go ahead and speak.
You're not a lady.
No, you're not a lady, you faggot, you nigga. You're not a motherfucking lady. So shut the fuck up. I'm treating you like the nigga you are.
Monkey.
So
you about
up.
To go in on that dick. Hell
up, nigga. Hell up, nigga. Hell up, nigga. Go swing your dick in your own mouth, you dumb
Monkey.
Bitch. Go ahead somewhere. Lay down. Goodbye. Yeah, I'm a nigga. You a nigga too. This
girl,
is nigga to nigga.
Suit.
Oh, now I'm a little girl. No, you've been a nigga from the start. I was a nigga at first. Now I'm a little girl. Bitch, you was a nigga from the start. Hell up, nigga.
You ain't nothing but a runway.
My nigga.
I'm
starting trash talk early, bitch. Get the fuck off the phone, you tired, late ass faggot. What's your real name,
nigga? You got late runway. You got a late conversation, girl.
Look at you. Look at you. Guess what? Guess what?
Even your best
you will go back in the queue. And you will go back in the queue.
Yo, stop. Chill out, yo.
That's right.
Anyway.
Pull that shit down, my nigga.
If a pull that shit down. His name is a tranny chaser. No, a tranny chaser, bro. And Face cannot beat everybody on this gay green earth.
Girl,
okay?
You keep coming on here talking about some Face.
He cannot.
Girl,
no.
Who are you?
Girl,
yo,
he cannot
dude.
Beat everybody
homeboy,
on
homeboy.
Gay green earth.
Nobody
like
said
a,
that he can. Like
nigga,
nobody said.
Girl. Girl, you sit over there and sing them gospel melodies, girl. Don't come for me, girl.
Well, she's trying to come for other people on the phone, bitch. I would never come for
you.
I would never.
Mama Jones, somebody just texted the red phone, and they said, does Mama Jones have throat cancer?
And yes, I do. You got a problem. Come see the girl. I solve them.
Girl, that bitch got that hole in her throat. That's what the fuck she got.
But wait, okay, Mama Jones, we're going to put you back on hold because we have a thousand of private callers that's on the phone line.
And not Naima.
Yes.
Oops. Mother Jones went back on hold.
Wait, is Michi still on the phone?
Michi's still on the phone. Michi's still on the phone.
What's
you want to see if Bishop's still on the phone? You got Bishop on your line?
That wasn't just me. That wasn't just me. That was
Michi. Michi.
Why are you calling out, Naima?
I'm not kidding. That's J-Rock, but I got a question.
What?
Where is Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, honey?
That is a kiki. Hold on. Private caller, you're live on the air.
I would like to say that anybody that's hating on Selena, that's just like hating on late rock. I mean, J-Rock. It's like, are you serious?
Oh, shit. Thank you, private
you
caller.
You called in with that voice, and you're asking me, am I serious? Next.
Private caller, you're live on the air. Private caller,
Hello.
You're live on the air.
Hello, Kelly.
Yes.
Hey, it's been quite some time. I wanted to welcome you back home. I've missed you, and I had a couple of really quick questions for you. When you were away, did you happen to see RR and Sanaya and Divine?
Oh, hold on, baby.
I didn't see anybody.
Oh, okay. Because the
did you happen to see him?
Wait, hold on. Let her finish. Stop attacking, y'all. Go ahead.
You don't need to attack my motherfucking auntie there.
They don't want me. But I was wondering, you know, is that they said that Sinai is also on a vacation with RR and Divine Chanel. So can you clear up the two?
Sinai was in Dubai, faggot.
Sinai just got back in the country from Dubai. And we're going to have lunch tomorrow. I haven't heard anything about RR since the last time that the girl spilled the tea about RR being in custody. So I don't know if RR is still in custody or if RR is out. And who else did you ask about?
Miss Divine Chanel.
Divine just posted up on Facebook yesterday that she was out playing tennis and everything, and posted up a picture of her playing tennis yesterday on Facebook.
Oh, okay. Was that in the courtyard?
You're in the weakest link. Goodbye.
I don't know. I don't know where she was at playing tennis, but I know she was up playing. She was playing tennis, and she posted up a status, a picture of her playing tennis yesterday.
They said in the courtyard.
So that does that answer your questions for you?
Yes, that does. Kelly, you give life. Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you, love. The next caller we have is another private caller. Private caller, you're live on the air.
Yeah, I look like those anal warts and J-Rock assholes.
Oh, my God. Now y'all going to attack J-Rock for the rest of the night. Okay, I see where this is going, honey. Private caller, you're live on the air. Yes, Grandma.
Yeah, I want to send a shout-out to the House of Fellas first off. But, yeah, I don't know why y'all got a problem with the private callers, because I've been in the flow over here. This shit is real entertaining. So, J-Rock, you need to calm your ass down. You know what the fuck this is or what have you. And I'm living for Mama Jones. Granny just wanted to know, can I get a two-for-one special on that Poom Cash since Christmas? Look, baby, Jesus' birthday is coming up.
Oh, my God.
The name of motherfucking Lord.
Hold on, let me tell her on. Mama Jones, you back on the air with Grandma, Mama Jones.
Yes, Grandma, hey, girl.
Hey, yeah, I'm living for you, Mama Jones, baby. You made the show tonight, gal.
Yes, they can't take me, girl. Kelly keeps taking me and putting me on hold. You know, I
know
got
that's how they do you around here. But you know, being Christmas coming up, Granny need a two-for-one special on that Boom Cash, bitch.
Okay, girl, we selling them 2 for $5. I got you.
Yes, Mama Jones,
yes.
Granny's living for you, hon.
Come get you some.
Yes, indeed. Is that in Boston? Do I have to come to Boston all the way to Boston to get me some of that Boom Cash? Or do they have it up in Walmart in the dollar bin yet?
No, it's gonna be on J Rock Asshole Avenue, right between the butt crack and the ass crack.
Oh my God.
Okay, girl, put me back on mute, Kelly.
Okay. Oh, my God. Hold on. Oh, my God. Hold on. Private caller, you're live on the air.
How you doing, Callie?
I'm doing fine to yourself.
I'm doing just fine, honey. I just don't understand why you got that bitch Jughead on this show with you. I mean, J-Rock.
Y'all girls.
I live for you, girl. You are sexy.
Thank you.
Y'all girls are fucking key to say that. You're gonna attack J Rock.
Fucking Jughead, that bitch needs to go, honey. He is late boots.
Now y'all gonna attack J Rock for the rest of the night?
Because I got something to say about face. Bitch, his teeth green as shit.
Never mind, bitch. Hang up, you dumb bitch. And for
you
to call me Jughead, and for you to call me Jughead, I know who you are, so bitch, spread lightly.
Girl, you don't scare me.
I'm not trying to scare you. I'm telling you to tread lightly. You don't never have to be scared. I ain't never told a bitch to be scared, but just know when I see you, be ready.
Girl, you're not going to do a goddamn thing. Shut the fuck up.
Nah, you about to go on hold, right? Okay.
J-Rock Philippi, who is that?
Bitch, that's I know that's got to be either fucking Jason or maybe Mona in a fucking different voice, because that's the only two people that would call me Jughead or fucking Bighead is. And if it ain't, then I'm sorry, y'all.
Oh, shit. Okay, hold on, Adi. 215-758. You're live on the air. 215-758, you're live on the air. Okay. Private caller, you're live on the air.
Oh, yeah, good. Give me another one.
Private caller, you're live on the air. Private caller, you're live on the air.
You're live on the air.
Okay, private caller, you're gone. Private caller, you're live on the air.
J-Rock asshole look like cauliflower.
Oh, my God. How you know what J-Rock asshole look like? You played in it?
He probably tried to eat it.
Oh.
Jason, you're live on the air.
I was called for. Mondays are not my night. Let me make this very clear. And Kelly will tell you this, that I've been in the queue all night long. Monday nights are not my nights. I don't walk balls, and nor do I go to them. But I listen to Kelly. J-Rock, I don't ever have to come for you in the fucking voice, okay?
Oh! Hello,
now, technically, it is Tuesday because it's after 11 p.m. We can start the trash talk now.
The trash talk, bitch, trash.
So, let me do this first. Naima, how are you, love?
I'm good, Putin. How are you?
I'm great. Daughter, how are you?
She ain't innocent.
Now, back to you, you big head bitch. You were saying what now?
No, I thought that was you playing with me.
And see, that's the problem. That's the problem right there. You thought. I don't pay you to think, bitch. I pay you to defend this country.
You don't pay me. I pay myself.
I pay you when I pay my motherfucking taxes. You hear that? Now, what you need to do is go put on that sailor uniform and go out there and clean the deck caboose, boy.
No, you didn't. Oh.
Now, I still want you on the runway. There's a ball next week in Baltimore, the free ball. I suggest you be here.
You don't want that.
Oh, I do want that. I'm minding my motherfucking business, trying to catch up on Once Upon a Motherfucking Time, and I hear my motherfucking name on this goddamn show on a Monday, and I ain't bothering nobody. I ain't said nothing about nobody.
Well, I know one thing. I can't wait till tomorrow night.
Why you gotta wait till tomorrow night?
Because I'm telling.
In the words of my sister Naima, bitch, it's a conspiracy.
Lord. Where is Kelly at? I want to ask Kelly something.
Kelly right there.
So, did y'all see the picture that, I know I'm a little late, but I just went back to my iPad. Did y'all see the picture that Selena Carl posted of the child that she said is the drag that was coming for her? But she
no,
said
I
the
need
drag
to get in the room and see that picture.
But she said the drag queen is a trainer chaser.
The drag queen is a training chaser?
Yeah, look at the picture she posted of her.
Y'all are getting sick about the year.
Okay.
You see it?
Hello? Hold on, y'all. We got a whole bunch of private callers. Private caller, you're live on the air.
Man, TLG finna send her all NFT on chill. Please.
Child, bye, girl. Private caller, you're live on the air.
Hello?
Yes.
Yeah. Let's just start with Selena. You're wrong, honey. You weren't walking out. Didn't Fab Ebony start with you?
because you didn't pay your coke bill when you, Faith, Mother Ebony, Shanice, and your child, Harry Bo, and you went into the bathroom and you got really bad bum. That means that Janelle is going to make her $1,000.
Why? I really don't understand. I really don't understand.
And then
Hold on. Okay, this is what we're not going
to
do.
She likes to pump the girls with shady shit. She likes to go fake hormones. She likes to go pull
crap.
This is what we
the buff. How they know the buff was bad?
This is what we going. This is what we going to do, honey. Okay. And I guess I have to put this back out there again for you girls, okay? When it comes to Monday night is my night, okay? When I speak, everybody shuts down until I finish speaking, okay? Y'all not going to sit here, okay? Y'all sitting here and y'all attacking Selena and y'all doing all of that, and Selena came up here and she defended herself. Shanice has nothing to do with this situation. Y'all not going to sit here and y'all not going to attack this lady. She has nothing to do with this whole situation. She's not saying anything to y'all. Whatever situation y'all have going on with Selena, just because Shanice is with Faith and Selena, y'all not going to sit there and y'all not going to attack this lady. That's not what we're going to do. Okay? We're not going to have that. So now we're going to go back to these private callers, and y'all can finish with y'all kikis and everything because I made my statement and everything, but we're not going to do that. Y'all girls are just being real petty right now for no reason at all. Like, I'm really gagging at you girls, okay?
I want to know how they knew the bump was bad.
Okay.
They
hit the bump themselves.
That was a bad bump.
Private caller, you're live on the phone.
Please don't hear Shanice calling in the phone channel.
That sounds like the bitch that was reading you.
Girl, y'all girls and these voices, Miss Thane, these voices are fucking horrible. Hey, y'all need to do better with those voices. Private caller, you're live on the air.
Hello.
Yes.
Is the E2C an apprentice available, J-Rock? E2 Seaman Apprentice, J-Rock, is he on the line?
First, you
J-Rock is definitely on the line. He's there.
Yeah, I'm right here. I normally don't respond to people that sound like they get off the fucking short yellow bus, but, you know, no, it's not out. You know, I'm going to need you to use your English a little bit better.
Well, I heard you were an E2 Seaman Apprentice.
Did you just call him a seaman?
No. Yeah. She said that she heard I was an E2 Seaman Apprentice. No, I'm not. Check your motherfucking chart on the DOD pay chart. I'm not an E2. That was over 13 years ago.
Philadelphia.
As a matter of fact, I've never been an E2. For all you late queens, if you were in JROTC, you will come into the military as an E3. I was never an E2 or an E1. Next caller.
Well, did you used to live in Philadelphia where you used to get yacked at Key West in the bathroom?
As a matter of fact, I've never lived on the East Coast. The first time I've ever been on the East Coast was at Gagaween, October of 2012. And then I went back to Washington, D.C. for the Balenciaga Ball. Other than that, I've never been on the East Coast. Thank you. Next caller.
Thank you, Eamon Apprentice, J-Rock.
The next caller we have is 617-833. You're live on the air.
Hello. Hi, Kelly.
Hey, love.
Hi, I am the one that Selena Khan saying that's trying her or whatever the case may be. I really don't care what she's saying. I'm not a tranny chaser, honey. She can talk about me. Everyone can kiki do what they all want. Half the people that's talking and reading and saying something about me, half the bitches are hard bodies, hard titties, hard faces and all that, honey. That's 9 months. I've been doing this for nine months, and I'm fine and content with myself. I'm not drugged out regardless of anything. I don't do any drugs. I'm not doing anything that makes me look bad or makes me feel bad or makes me feel like I have to read or make me feel like I have to vent and attack people. You motherfuckers are fucking 40, 50 years old and y'all over here trying it, honey. What happened to y'all being leaders? Be a motherfucking leader, mama. They're all reading you for a reason. They're not reading just to be feeding. Trust. Huh. for you to be a little bit to take it and turn it around in my mind and say, you know what, you all are reading me? Well, thank you. Instead of you getting on here and trying to read and be funny and da-da-da-da-da-da-da and all that. Like I said, I'm not afraid of you. I'm not afraid of Faith. I'm not afraid of anyone. Like I said, I'm 6'4" and I can hold my own motherfucker.
Wait, you're a femme queen?
And go look in there.
You're a femme queen?
I've just been doing this for 9 months on my hormones, properly, legally. Yes, ma'am.
Madea.
Amazon beauty. You're no match for an Amazon.
Yes, Madea.
That's a whole lot of tree to be
Well,
climbing.
Baby, she said it here first herself, baby. She's a fucking Amazon. She's a beast, bitch.
Amazon. You're no match for an Amazon, bitch. And when you know your own motherfucking flaws, nobody else can point them out.
Yes, you better be, Madea.
You are healed.
Thank you. Have a good night.
Yes, honey.
Oh my God, bitch. If you six four and motherfucker
on the hill, that's what got
you. If you 6'4" and black, bitch, oh, if I see you in a hill, bitch. What? 215-758 You're live on the air. 215-758 You're live on the air.
I'm just listening.
Thank you for just listening.
If I was a woman and I saw something six that tall coming in the women's bathroom, I'm going to run for my life.
Oh, my God. 818-1, you're live on the air.
Dude, I'm running for my motherfucking life.
You are testing it?
818-721, you're live on the air. Hold on. Oh, wait, hold on. To you girls. I keep telling you girls in the chat room, don't play with me. I don't disrespect you girls. Don't disrespect me, okay? I'm not going to sit here and I'm not going to tolerate it, bitch. I'm not playing with you girls anymore. I'm not going to sit here and I'm not going to read and I'm not going to kiki with you girls anymore, bitch. You knock at my door, bitch, I'm going to knock at your door, Miss Thing. You have one time, baby, okay, to knock at my door. And when you knock at my door, whether it's in the blog talk chat room, I'm going to block you out the blog talk chat room. If you knock at my door in the official ballroom radio station chat room, I'm going to kick you out of my room. I don't have time to play with you fellas. Okay? That's how we going to do this, Miss Thing. Okay? Because you girls got off very easily because I was incarcerated, Miss Thing. Because when September 3rd came, Miss Thing, every fake profile besides London was supposed to be kicked out of the chat room. So girls, please don't make me go back to what I was going to do. And I thank you. Okay. Paula, you're live on the air.
Yes.
What's going on, love? Hello? Oh, I guess she got disconnected, honey, baby. Child, these girls, honey. Baby, the girls tonight, baby. Tonight, honey.
I still ain't got over that. That lady says she is 6'9".
But wait a minute, Jason, did you hear what she said? She came representing Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego?
No, I didn't hear that.
I'm only 6 feet, baby. That's it.
Ooh, baby. Custom made. Everything she wears is couture.
She wasn't at the ball. She wasn't at the ball this weekend because I didn't see her. I didn't see nobody that tall at the ball.
Ooh.
Honey, I want to see what she looked like.
Yes, honey.
You see the picture right here of her already in here?
Oh, she put a picture up?
No, Selena put the picture up.
Shit. Oh shit. Hold on. Let me go to the chat room.
Oh, Miss Kiki, baby, you are trying in that room. Jason should have been Callie for Halloween.
Hold on, Callie. I'm gonna tag you in it. Hold on.
Oh wait, hold on. I see it.
Oh, okay.
Tag me, Naima. Let me refresh.
Hold on.
You can't really see her height in this picture. But she got a cute face. She looked better than Manise, and she only been doing it 9 months. Honey.
I give it to her for 9 months. For 9 months, she don't look manly.
Yeah, for 9 months, she really looks good, Miss Saint. She looks better than Jarnice, and Jarnice been doing it for years.
Oh, Kelly. Oh, my goodness.
I'm done. You can stick a fork at me, honey. I'm done.
Oh, baby, I told y'all, baby, honey. Yeah, she's been knocking at my door in the room since I've been home, baby. But I haven't came out to play. But now I'm ready to play, honey. Baby.
Ooh.
Honey, you know, they put up the picture of my sister, Felicity, Mother Mizrahi, her face picture, and she wants the comment underneath the picture, Miss Thing. Like, I tell all the girls, and I said in the group, I put up the picture of me washed face, and then I put up the picture with me with makeup on. I never said that I have face without makeup. I know I need my dream theme, honey. Baby, okay? But she never has face, Miss Thing, and she, you know.
But ain't she a makeup
honey.
Artist?
Who?
Ain't Johnny's a makeup artist?
Girl, well, baby, she needs to be, and her face, Miss Thing, beating that face. Girl, mm-hmm. I would never, you let me tell you something. It's one thing, I'm going to be honest with y'all. Certain things you just can't let people do, okay? Like, with a face that looks like that, why would I want her in my face? Okay. Why? I would not. No.
What did she say about Felicity? Because Felicity, it's no shame.
She didn't say anything about Felicity. She tried me in the post.
Oh.
Tried me in the post.
See,
I had to give it to her, honey.
Well, she's not bad. She don't look as bad as I thought she did.
Oh, somebody hit me up and she said she was herself for Halloween. Bitch. What a
man.
That man
was just on his phone and for 9 months. She don't look bad at all.
Yes, but don't she look better than Jarnice for 9 months?
Okay.
Good night.
Bitch, okay? Miss Sang is eating it, Miss Sang, for 9 months, Miss Sang. Jarnice been doing it for 20 years, Miss Sang.
Good night, everyone.
Okay, it still look like Deion Sanders. Ernie, okay.
Dennis Rodman.
This
Jarnice
look like, wait a minute, did y'all see that that Shaq in the car video where he was lip syncing to Beyonce?
Mm-hmm. Oh no.
For Halloween.
hold on, we got some private callers. Private caller, you're live on the air.
Hi. Are you planning an intervention for Shanice Khan?
No, we're not.
No.
Private caller, you're live on the air.
Yes.
Yes.
I was wondering, Kelly, maybe you can clear up the rumor that you're supposedly over our mother, Ms. Rahi.
I can't clear up anything for you. I don't discuss my company.
Okay.
And I thank you. Okay, the next caller we have is 404-536. You're live on the air.
So y'all going to tell me it was 3 balls this weekend and y'all ain't talk about a ball but for 10 minutes?
Well, baby, if nobody called in to talk about the motherfucking ball, what are we going to do? We talked about the motherfucking balls that I was at that I attend. Nobody called in here to talk about the ball in your region that overall Father Day they Khan had. Nobody called to talk. Well, Michi talked about the ball that they had in Virginia, what he did know of the ball, but then he got intoxicated, so you know he really didn't remember anything else but the bottle.
Ooh.
So we can't do a recap if we wasn't at the ball. And even if I didn't know anything about the ball, you know how I do, Marcus. I don't bash people ball unless I was there.
Well, I didn't ask you to bash the ball. I'm pretty sure something happened. Everybody
Marcus, was you at the ball in North Carolina?
I was asleep.
Yeah, I bet you was. Was the Revlon at the ball in North Carolina?
I think most of them went to Virginia.
Are the girls coming to the awards ball this year in North Carolina?
I don't know anything about an awards ball.
Oh, because I hear there's a lot of tension going on in the Carolinas.
There's no tension at all, Kelly. Keep it gorgeous.
Oh baby, I can't keep it no other way. But that's what's been coming to my desk. But you know, I'll
what
do further research in the next couple of months. Yeah. You know, to get it really out there.
What did you hear, Kelly?
I hear a lot of tension in the Carolinas.
There should be. There's only one flyer out.
And I will be there in February. Thank you.
We're looking forward to everybody coming back to North Carolina. But no, Kelly, for real, a 10-minute recap. You didn't talk about the tables. You ain't talk about the trophies. You ain't talk about nothing. You was there.
They had tables.
Jason had what he had on his tables. They tables are only like $50-$75 up there. He had adequate enough stuff on his tables for the prices they paid for the tables. They had cookies, they had sandwiches, and they had a bottle on their table. For $50-$75, you can't complain.
For $100, what do you expect on a table for $100?
I expect something on the table more than fires.
No.
And something on the table more than flyers, especially when you have a house, it's not even per se the person that's having the ball, okay? Because when you're a person and having a ball and you have a house affiliation name backing you, okay, and you go to one of your house balls, you have a standard that people expect from your name when you come into a ball or have a ball. Well, this is my opinion on the situation, okay, how I feel. Me being the person that I am and knowing the things that I have done, whether it's a major ball, a mini ball deluxe, or a big ball, I'm going to give the girls the same thing at every function. I don't care what the price is. That's just
Kelly, I have been told just about everything that you sponsor. Your tables for your particular balls are always very nice. I can't say that about things you've been affiliated with, though, if you catch my drift.
Well, I haven't been affiliated with things for a long time. I haven't been affiliated with anything since it was on St. Anne's, and my sister Jasmine was affiliated with it also. That's the last time I was affiliated with anything.
Girl, you was affiliated with Richmond, girl.
Well, Richmond. Baby,
yeah.
we went through a movie theater. Y'all got what they get in a fucking movie theater. That's what we did, okay? I was not going all out when I could have went all out. They don't have platters of sandwiches in movie theaters, okay? I could have given y'all some motherfucking chicken nuggets and some motherfucking french fries or something and say, because they have that in the movie theater. But I gave y'all everything they have in the movie theater. Popcorn, all that motherfucking shit was affiliated.
You get mad every time I say that. I'm just kikiing about that.
I know,
no,
man. You know I get highly upset when the girls come from my work, okay?
Right, you got to get the girls a show tonight because y'all was giving very blah, blah, blah tease tonight. I felt like how the girls felt.
Honey, baby, but no, honey, I'm just, ooh, I don't know,
what
honey,
you
baby.
What did I even say? Your boy.
Well, Mark, I have a question. What is a question for you and Kelly. What would you say is a good, what is the best table you've ever been to? Like a best ball with the best table that you could say was worth the money or either, well, over the money or just a good table?
Well, my honest opinion, I'm going to give you my honest opinion. Only tables that I have seen in my years of doing balls, and it's no shade to anybody, so I don't want nobody to take this personal. I think the only person that gives great tables is myself and Marcus. and it's no shade, Miss Megan. That's not taking anything from anybody else. But I think myself and Marcus, I think anybody that has a ball, I think Marcus is the only person that can stand neck to neck with me with a motherfucking table. I don't think nobody else. All the other girls,
no,
they really don't give a fuck about
Kelly, Tutu and Lovely. Their tables were really nice last year in L.A. Tutu and Lovely.
Yes, I definitely got to give it to Tutu. Yes, those tables were, bitch. I forgot about his tables, bitch. He had the motherfucking hot plates on his motherfucking tables to keep your food hot and everything on the motherfucking tables. They had, bitch, about three of them, bitch, and then had all types of platters and everything. Yeah, his tables were fast. Definitely got to, I forgot about Tutu's table. Yeah, those tables was banging. Okay.
But,
I'm fucked the girls up. The girls gonna talk about Red Legend's table.
Oh, yeah, her late ass was out too in the Village.
Yeah, but she, honey, she was out. She had her gun on,
honey.
Y'all
tables in Texas for the money y'all charge, because y'all only charge like $75, $100 for the table in Texas. So y'all tables usually okay. Y'all usually put liquor on it too, so, you know. Those aren't bad. But for $100, I honestly don't expect nothing. When the table's $100, I don't look for anything to be on there. When you start talking $150 and up, I'm expecting at least see a sandwich flat up. Because for $100, you usually don't get nothing.
Girls don't even be giving, girls don't even be giving that out.
Kelly, do you know... Do you know Samaya Chanel from California?
Who?
Her name on Facebook is a Samaya the Body.
Oh yeah, that's my girlfriend.
Bitch, you know I live for her. Why she got very 6'4" is a clock box tee.
It's no shade. I know somebody 6'4" and I still think they passable. Nicole Love Dupree. And she probably taller than 6'4".
Well, yeah, she
oh,
is.
My God, Miss Stang, Miss Selena, you are kiki with these pictures, Miss Stang.
Okay.
Okay, now, the first picture, you know, it was cute. The first picture was really cute. Now, the second picture is giving me very, Miss Stang, I don't know. I'm going to keep my opinion to myself.
She said her name is Leon. It's not Jasmine. You got to catch Selena is reading in this phone.
Okay.
She said her name is Leon.
Yeah. Yes, she said it's not Jasmine. It's Leon.
Miss Selena, that's a big bitch, Miss Selena girl, Miss Day girl. She can kick you from a block and a half away, Miss Day.
Okay, honey, and them 6'9", them hands ain't small.
And I know she got to wear at least a size 13, 14.
Oh, my God. This picture look kind of scary.
What are y'all?
Child. Wait a minute. She's 6'9 or 6'4"?
6'4".
I keep saying 6'9". I don't like the second picture.
Yeah, I don't like the second picture. The first picture, I really like the first picture.
But Kelly, do the second picture still look better than? Never mind.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. The second picture will have with the boobs showing and the thing about the tattoo.
Yeah.
And the head eye contacts on.
Yeah. The second picture still look better than Johnny's.
Yeah.
Bitch, mistake. Her face is softer than Johnny's, mistake, girl.
It's,
she only been moaning
no
9 months. I'm doing it 9
it's
months,
no
mistake,
shade.
Girl. Yeah.
Nicole Annabella look better than Johnny's.
Girl, who? Baby. No, you say Miss Nicole name 3 times, mistake. She's going to come up here.
Child, right. After what they did to her in that room, she ain't coming nowhere.
What they did to, I miss so. You know, one day I got to sit here. I just don't have the time, baby. One day I got to sit here and I got to scroll through all of this stuff in this room and just be reading some of the stuff, honey.
I can't take that doggone ringtone.
You be giving me all the guys.
Okay, I was thought it was just me. I was like, bitches, they singing on a night shift.
Yeah, I think that was
Fantasia,
though.
Fantasia,
lose to win.
Yes.
Get into CeCe Augustus. She is carrying with these pictures. Did y'all catch the holiday heart picture she just posted?
Yeah.
I'm the girl in the picture.
The girl.
No, Shirley, this girl look like a vampire. Well, I mean, she's giving a little Angela Bassett tease.
Yes, honey. Very, very Shadrach, Meshach, and the Mendigo.
No.
So, Jason, have you played with your Teletubby?
I'm going to fuck these girls up in this motherfucking blog post.
Girl, no, my Teletubby ran away.
God rest her soul. God rest her soul, baby. But they said Gina Gospel looked better than Johnny's.
That's it. Call my cab.
Fuck the cab. I'm just going to walk. I'm walking.
Look, I was trying to be nice. Somebody go tell my J-Rock, that ain't no damn Angela Bassett.
All right, so y'all going to address all the ballroom news from the weekend?
Well, Marcus, what did we miss?
Well, I don't know. Somebody asked about it. You know what? Hey, I don't know.
Oh, my... Can y'all please stop calling that lady Leon, please? Oh, my God. Hold on. Shove you live on the air.
Okay, this is the key that I'm getting. The key that I'm getting is that the person that was on here, her name is actually Jasmine. A.K.A. what Selena says is Leon. And the key is that what Selena is saying is that this woman wants to be on her team, which meaning wants to be just like Selena, I guess.
Oh, wait, hold on. We can ask Jazz ourselves because she's still on the air. Jazz, you're live on the air.
Hello.
Yes, you're live on the air.
Yes, Ashley, I know my government. My name is Leon Dwayne Chandler, and I now go by Aaliyah Jasmine White. Like I said, once you know your own flaws, nobody else can point them out. So I don't give a fuck what anyone has to say. Puerto Rican, Dominican, Black, Haitian, White, we don't care. Me don't care. I'm 6'4". Yes, I am. I said it, and I'll say it again for you bitches that want to laugh at Kiki, because I will stump a mud hole in any bitch that tried me, bitch. I don't
know.
All that other shit is for the motherfucking birds. Don't disrespect me. I don't disrespect y'all. Like I didn't say nothing to Selena. Selena felt like I came in, and I was reading da-da-da-da-da-da, whatever the case may be. If you feel like I was in my mind, you should have been a woman. Hit me up. You shouldn't have went on. That's the only thing you got to do anyways is post pictures up when she gets mad anyways. I'm not the type of bitch. I don't have to do that. I don't care. What nobody do. I don't care if you trick, you suck dick, bitch. We all turn a little date here and there, so I don't give a fuck. At the end of the day, bitch, like I said, that's 9 months. I've been doing this for 9 months consecutively. So I don't care what anyone has to say, how anyone feel, or what anyone, whatever they say. At the end of the day, I'm going to live my life, and I hope to live yours healthy.
Hey, where are you getting your information from?
It's going all online. Everything's online.
It's in the post. It's in the post. She posted Jasmine's picture.
She posted another one of her pictures.
Well, Jasmine, where is the tension between y'all? Like, where did the tension come
from?
I guess that's what I want to know.
Her and said that I was talking about her, like, oh, bitch, that's such and such online. Regardless if it was me or if it wasn't, like you said, my number's not private. That caller that calls in was a private caller.
You weren't the initial person to start the conversation
I don't even do the ballrooms. I wasn't even at the ball on Saturday. Not that I didn't want to come in, but it's just not something that I do on my extra time. I do other things.
Can I ask you a question? Do you get into donations?
Everyone does what they want to do, honey.
Did you guys probably meet up? Have you ever had an ad or something? I mean, what's the really picture?
Everybody's had an ad, honey. So I use my real pictures. I don't have to use anybody else's pictures. So I am the girl on the picture. And trust me, I don't care if you walk away.
I don't get any of that when I do do it at the end of the motherfucking day. So like I said, we all do our own thing. Everyone has their own dirt. Trust and believe, honey. We don't want to get into anything that she's doing or what's going on over there, honey. I don't worry about what's going on over there. They can do their own thing. They stay doing their own thing. I do my own thing. So her to feel the need to want to read me, post up my pictures and all that, that goes to show you how what she is, how much time she has on her hands. Now, me on the other hand,
a medical conference
doing,
going on
I'm
in Boston right now because my girlfriend up there for it at the Sheridan. So FYI to all the Boston girls. It's a medical conference with all the doctors there. They're there on Wednesday. All my girlfriend there. Y'all on the radio. Y'all should be working.
Well, I don't know. I'm not originally from Boston anyway. I just live here. I reside here. So.
Selena said, I am con to begin with. It was her with all the Tara Tai, and I don't socialize with the Boston girls. All the ooh-woos and Tara Tai, it was him. He is not ballroom.
Just like she said, she's right. That part, she's right. I'm not ballroom. At the end of the day, I don't do all that. I'm not going to go be catty and all that about something that I don't even partake in. It's a kiki. Everything how she does, yes, it is a kiki, honey. Everyone's kikiing.
So did someone tell you to call into the show? Did someone tell you to call in and listen to the show?
No, she's reading in. No, I've been listening. So I wanted to call in and listen. Oh, it's not live for Kelly. I love Kelly. She don't know me like that, but I love Kelly. So I always listen. I always tune into what Kelly's doing. Trust and believe, I'm always tuned in. So I'm listening, and it's going off like Leon this, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And it's like, I'm that relevant that you have to call in? Are people calling you, and you have to call in and do this whole big old thing, mama? Like, if it was that serious, then, you know, you could have inboxed me, or you could have came to my low-budget apartment, like she's saying, or whatever, you know, because she lives in a condo. So, you know, if that was the case, then she should have came over and said what she had to say. But all this posted pictures, all that, that shit's childish. That shit's childish. I don't give a fuck. Like I said, she wants to give me fame and all that. Yes, go ahead. The girls are going to read. They're going to kiki. Some are going to live and some not. Oh, well. Everyone lives and everyone doesn't. So, oh, well. I don't give a fuck. Like I
said,
I hope everyone enjoys the
night. She said, Jasmine, Leon, why are you mad? Because she don't socialize with the girl? Yeah, with you.
I don't know. I don't know what's her problem. I don't know what's anyone's problem. I don't know what's going on. I don't care. I socialize with who I want to. I don't go out to the bars, but I socialize with the girls. I know all the girls, but I don't socialize. I don't go out to the bars
Question. Did you get chopped for face at the BQ Boston Ball?
BQ Boston Ball. That was like winter time. Actually, I think I did.
That's what Selena's saying.
I did.
She said she has the videos.
I'm pretty sure that's what she does. She has nothing but time on her hands, so of course, if she's posting the pictures, of course she got videos. Duh.
Hold on, Which ball was this? Was that here?
This was the Boston ball that happened this weekend past.
No, I wasn't there this weekend. I didn't walk that ball. No, I didn't walk.
So you walked that.
It was like a year ago, 2 years ago.
Okay.
So she's bringing up
okay.
bullshit. Let's talk about shit now, relevant shit. And what you see now is relevant shit. We talk about relevant shit. We're not talking about 2 years ago, 3 years ago. It's about what you're doing now, and this is what I'm doing now.
Honey, child. Okay, hold on, bitch. I'm going to put you back on hold. I got a whole bunch of more callers. Okay, private caller, you're live on the air.
Hello?
Yes.
Yes, I would like to ask you. Say first thing, Jasmine, you are the overtrade. She's probably just jealous because you want to give her that pipe. It's like 10 inches, right? Let's just start there. Secondly, Jasmine, a.k.a. Leon, is actually doing it the right way, unlike Selena, who got to go out of the country to get illegal hormones. You know, that's probably why she got some STD.
Oh. The next caller we have is 443-397. You're live on the air.
Hi, Kelly. Hi, everybody. It's Calvin. I was calling hello and to say, since the 6'4" bitch don't care, y'all just gonna pay that her titties are separated like that?
Why are y'all coming for this lady like that? She's
I'm
new.
Not coming for her like she cute in the face, but her titties are still separated like two bulges on her chest.
Well, I mean, a lot of girls' breasts are kind
of
separated.
It's a lot of girls that's been doing it. It's a lot of girls that have been doing it for years, bitch, and they body look fierce, and they tits look fierce, bitch, and they ain't got no cleavage mistake, and they ass as hard as a motherfucking rock, bitch, and they body is bruised and all types of motherfucking things, and they look like football players or basketball players. But we're not sitting here, we're not attacking them, and we're not reading Zom. But say, at least this lady is doing it the correct way, and she's going to her doctor, and she's getting her moan, and she's taking her time. A lot of these bitches don't even do that.
Hold on. When did you have to have cleavage to be real? Isn't that why they make push-up bras?
I didn't think cleavage was real.
Well, I want to know when did that become a read that your titties are separate? A lot of women have corrective surgery to make it look better, but explain that to me. I mean, y'all think y'all making an ideal woman?
Market.
What?
I'm not even gonna go there because if I go there, they're gonna say that I'm reading, and I don't wanna seem like I'm reading anybody, so I'm just gonna keep my opinions to myself.
Well, no, Kelly, this is Monday. I mean, let's just be real. The girls read us down while you was in jail talking about the show was boring. Give them what they want.
They say, well, baby, then I guess the girls is going to read me down and the show's going to be boring. I'm going to give what I want to give, buddy. That's how this works now, honey. I don't do anything that I don't want to do.
Oh, you classy
okay?
This week. You classy. All right, Kelly, you classy.
I'm classy. I'm going to be classy for a very long time, honey. So y'all girls better get every bit of me that y'all get, Miss Stag, honey, baby. It's going to be dwindling away, honey. It's just going to be just like I'm on vacation, like I was on vacation for the last 2 months. Coming real soon.
Oh, and by the way, Kelly, you look over in your Halloween outfit.
Thank you very much. Baby, these girls are just too much, honey.
Kelly,
hold on, we got another caller. 339-440, you're live on the air.
Hello?
Yes.
How you doing?
Hi. I just wanted to call and say something referring to Jasmine's statement. I feel like she's not wrong for anything that she's saying. I feel like I've been through, you know, seeing Selena and stuff like that, and what she's giving right now is not ladylike. It's not anything that we, as, you know, people in the LGBT community need to be looking up to. I feel like she's not an example. You make money, but yet you're still miserable. Why would you come for these girls that have nothing to do with you? Like, they're not bothering you. Why are you calling them out of their names? You know what I mean?
Hey, stop it.
Well, I have a question, ma'am. Why do y'all say, when did she sign up to be a role model? I mean, I didn't know that when you become a leader that, you know, you can't do no wrong. Because a lot of people look at our lives and think that we're supposed to be blueprints. There's something.
But it's not even the fact that you don't do any wrong. Even as human beings, we're all going to do things wrong. We're all going to fall short and do things wrong. But when you do things purposely to hinder other people, you don't have to help other people in their transitions or anything like that. But when you do things to hinder people and, you know, to purposely hurt them, then you should be knocked from your leader position. Because what are you giving us to look at?
Like, what did she do? Like, what has she allegedly done?
But, like, look at what she's doing now. You're calling this girl just because she's 6'4" out of her name. You know what I mean?
What?
You're calling her boy name. Like, that's mad disrespectful. Are we doing that to you, Selena? You know what I mean? Like,
no,
things
what,
like
what,
that.
But
Nikita,
women, hold on. But, Carla, you still not even really answering the question as what Selena has actually done to these girls.
From what I'm getting told, she took Nikita in her condo, and she when you slept on the floor, when she took you in the rain, Miss Nikita.
But didn't they call in? Okay, from the time I called into the show, it sounded like they started attacking Selena first. So in
they
her
did.
Defense,
everybody and, they, everybody attacked everybody.
And
attacked.
I don't know that woman personally, but from what if everybody called in and they attacked her first, they attacked her. So if you're attacking me, I'm going to defend myself, just like when J-Rock attacked me. I defended myself against J-Rock, but I mean, I don't understand. I mean, I understand
like
from a spectator point of view that some people do think that the icons and legends should be role models, just as they think that regular stars like Kanye West and Jay-Z or whatever should be role models too. But they are human beings. They're not. Your role model should be your mother, your father, the people in your family. Those should be your role models. Those are the people that you need to look to for encouragement and to lift you up. These people don't owe you anything.
Well, I want to wish Trouble Ebony a happy birthday. I want to wish Zay Mizrahi a happy birthday. I want to wish Andhandra Mizrahi a happy birthday. Mariah, once again, a happy birthday, honey. Let me see who else is on my list.
And the legendary Kadon Milan, overall father. Kadon, happy birthday.
And happy birthday to the overall father, Kadon Milan, honey. Yes.
Prism, you are absolutely right. Being a human being does not give you the right to be a hot. It does not give you an excuse to be a hot mess. You are correct.
Now, and what it sees is, though, and they all talk about what Selena has. However, she got it. That's what she has. I mean, some people the flashy lifestyle, okay?
Margin,
if she can afford it.
But she's just calling in, like Nikita, who just got off the phone. Hey, y'all slept on her floor when she took you in the rain.
Well,
and
that's
she,
allegedly.
You know,
you have to say allegedly. We can't. We don't know that for fact.
Oh, I got it from the mouth, okay? But like I said, and Kelly, I have a question. Do you think that they just can't take Selena because Jack deems her the Queen of England?
Maybe, I guess so.
Yeah, they not used. I mean, this lady got nice clothes. She has a nice home. She has money. So I mean, some people are jealous of that. But if you should aspire to be like her, or if that's what you want, get what you want.
They still have yet to say, what did she do? That's what I don't get.
Yeah, they had she getting their ass flagged or something. Like,
right.
I'd be happy if y'all said that. Y'all can't give no reason.
You can't even give no reason
like
why y'all say. But you know the shade is? The shade is Selena. Well, they came on here and they was reading Selena, but what turned it is when Selena came on here and called out, she clocked the voices and she called the girl's name out. That's what sealed it.
Like she just clocked the last girl.
George, she just came out and said, yeah, that was me. Okay, that's fine. Yeah. I mean, but hold on, I do have a problem. The girl said she wasn't even at the ball now. Now, so that couldn't have been all her.
Well, I don't know what to tell you girls, but y'all know, honey, baby, it is what it is, honey, and it does what it do, honey.
Are you getting dressed for Vogue nights?
Baby, I'm already dressed, honey. I'm sitting here. My car service will be here. I'm sitting here pressing my hair back out, honey.
Now, have y'all given the notice on that yet?
The notice on what?
The girls, they telling the girls to be very careful with Uber.
Baby, I'm not doing.
Oh, wait a minute.
I don't do those.
What they say about it? Because I just installed that app on my what's name, honey. I did a couple of
years. Just go ahead and delete her off unless you put your card in there.
Oh, you said delete her off.
Delete it off unless you put your card information in there. They're not playing with the girl.
I'm not doing anything. I'm not doing anything to hinder my bail. Okay.
Who is this girl in the refrigerator?
I just deleted it off of mine down.
Okay.
Everybody gonna pay this girl in the refrigerator.
So everybody, can y'all please say good night because we getting up out of here, honey, and we everybody will be back live on the air tomorrow night. For Trash Talk Tuesdays.
All right, well, good night. I enjoyed myself.
Yes, please call
in. I'll talk to y'all tomorrow.
Okay.
This is the late one, J-Rock. Please call in tomorrow and, do your reads and all this kind of stuff because I will be well rested and waiting.
As always, this has been a pleasure, and I will talk to you all tomorrow night for Trash Talk Tuesday.
Okay. Well, I am the legendary. I am the legendary Mother Kelly Mizrahi. I love y'all all for loving me. Whatever alleyway, whatever bathroom you definitely do go into tonight, please make sure you do practice safe sex, because the life you save will definitely be your own. I love you all for loving me. Definitely tune in tomorrow night for Trash Talk Tuesday with London, J-Rock, Jason, and the whole motherfucking crew. Don't forget to tune in on Wednesday night when my legendary icon sister, Jasmine Couture, definitely presents the State of Emergency Show. I love y'all all for loving me, and have a good night. Bye-bye.